Hey guys, Sensi Star Jones here with the Keep Aloud Crew podcast. Join us each and every Sunday as we bring to you live church service from the St. John's Episcopal Church, USVI. Let's tune in and hear what Pastor Gibson has to say. Do remember, follow us on IG, Twitter, and also join us on Roku.
Welcome to St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. We are pleased that you have tuned into our broadcast and invite you to listen each Sunday at this time to worship with us. We are located at number 27 King Street, Christian Step, St. Croix. Please call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. We trust that today's service will be a blessing to you.
Grace to you and in peace from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God, our guide and help in alien and contentious places, as your servant Esther prayed faithfully and worked courageously for the deliverance of your people, strengthen us to confront the oppressor and free the oppressed, so that all people may know the justice and unity of your realm. We pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. A very blessed 18th Sunday of Pentecost to you as you worship with us from St. John's Episcopal Church. Today's readings are taken from Proper 21b. We invite you to join us on Wednesday as we celebrate the Feast of St. Michael and the All Angels at noon. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored by Sean Miller, giving thanks to Almighty God for another year and for the blessings that He bestowed upon her and her family. Let us continue as we say our mission statement. As disciples of God, we at St. John's Episcopal Church are called to restore all people in unity through Christ, embracing justice, peace, and love. Our act of worship will now continue with the hymn, "O Bless the Lord, My Soul."
Our act of worship continues with the penitential order. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Please kneel. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Please stand. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We now sing the Gloria in Excelsis.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministries of angels and the mortals. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. God Almighty, we ask your blessings upon the members of the ECW and those who will read our scriptures. May the words of their mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated for the ministry of the word.
A reading from the word of God, written in the book of the prophet Esther. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 6 and 9 through 10. So the king and Haman went in to feast with Queen Esther. On the second day, as they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom, it shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. That is my petition, and the lives of my people. That is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we have been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace. But no enemy can compensate for this damage to the king." Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is he and where is he who has presumed to do this?" Esther said, "A foe and enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king, said, "Look, the very gallows that Haman has prepared for Mordecai, whose word saved the king, stands at Haman's house, 50 cubits high." And the king said, "Hang him on that." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the anger of the king abated. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Thanks be to God. Psalms 124, found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 781. Please remember to pause at the asterisk. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say. Then would they have swallowed us up alive in their fierce anger towards us. Then would the raging waters have gone right over us. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Reading from the Word of God written in the letter of James, chapter 5, verse 13 to 20. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing song of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for an elder of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sin will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently, and it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded in harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wandered from the truth and is brought back to by another, you should know that whatever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Our gradual hymn is hymn number 677 from our hymnal, God Moves in a Mysterious Way, His Wonders to Perform. Kindly stand.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 38th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will soon be able afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose their reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eyes causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
His purposes will ripen fast, unfold in every heart. The bud will yield a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Right in unbelief is sure to
I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. How many of you pray for things regularly? How many of us pray for things regularly? And for some reason, they don't come true quickly enough. If we look at the text for today, if we look at the readings from the Old Testament, from Esther, from Psalm 124, from James chapter 5, and indeed from Mark's Gospel in chapter 9, verses 38 to 50, we see a common thread going through. In Esther was a praying woman. And as she, her people were going through some challenges, forced labor were being placed on them, they were being treated shamefully. She, in her prayer life, went to God, and God guided her. And if you look at it a little bit more, some of the readings before we get to that point, where we hear that Haman and the king and indeed Esther, they were having a feast, and on the second day, they were drinking wine. So don't believe that they were drinking water or juice on the first day. They were drinking wine as well. They were just drinking more wine on the second day. And remember the feast, a feast that they would have gone through. Not a feast like in any way, like well, how we observe today. When we have invite someone to our house for a day or two. Think about a certain particular culture of people who, when they're going to be married, it goes on for like a week before and perhaps a week after. And where there's lots of merriment, and indeed, yes, there's lots of wine. And the wine may not necessarily run out, as happened in Cana. And we heard in that story how Queen Esther, and she went to King Ahasuerus and was able to get him to come around to see her point and the point of her people. Remember, she's part of the Hebrew people. Remember, the people are being oppressed. And this oppression is coming primarily from one person, Haman, the king's assistant. And he plotted a way to get rid of Mordecai. Because Mordecai and the other people, when they refused to acknowledge the Baals, the gods of the day, and they promised and they continued to hold fast in prayer to their God and to continue to do the things that their God wanted them to do. Sometimes people go about in trying to plot and plan things against you. And guess what? It works against them. And you know, I've come to learn that at times, sometimes you want something done. And there's always someone there who is able to get the point across to the person that you want to get it across to. And recently, a particular individual has been telling me, Father Gibson, you have to stroke the situation. And I couldn't understand what they meant, but they explained to me what they meant by stroking the situation. And then I have learned quickly to stroke the situation with positive results. And we see how Queen Esther was able to stroke the situation. Perhaps King Ahasuerus was drunk by now. We never know. He might have already had consumed a couple of bottles of wine while Queen Esther might have been just sipping on the wine. But regardless, he was able to see her point and to recognize that he had made a mistake when Haman came to him with his presentation. Once again, the Hebrew people were saved. And even if we think about what happened in the early church with James, when people were still struggling a bit with Christianity, and James said to them, you know, if anyone is sick, call upon the church. Let the church come and anoint them. How many of us, when we have the healing service on Wednesday, who are ill, and who have the strength to make it, how many of us really are called the church to receive that anointing with the holy oil? And there are some people who have told me, you know, I really believe in this with this holy oil and prayer and faith. And that's perhaps why I am where I am today. People today are faced with, as they enter grief and fear and guilt in their hearts, for not calling upon the church to come and to offer prayer in their particular situation. Recently, I'm assisting in another area, and although I spent a lot of money in training for this particular area, the opportunity as it presents itself now has given me a better impetus for what God has called for. As I go and pray in a different way for members of our community who are ill. Yes, even to consider that last night we lost another member, even though we were praying for the person. Remember the situation with Elijah. When he prayed that there would be no rain, and there was no rain, and then he prayed again, and there was rain. And it begs the question, why we today are so shy about praying about particular situations? In the text last week, it says that we ask, but we ask the wrong way. I think I remember a particular individual telling me, Father Gibson, you ask because you know how to ask. I will tell you who to go to, and you ask. And I couldn't understand, but I knew the person knew the Bible very well. And the person would say, you go. Prayer and faith and how we approach things could be either detrimental or helpful to a particular situation in which we may find ourselves. Some persons, as they may, perhaps may plant something, and for some reason, it would not grow. And someone will come and take the same plant, and in a matter of days or weeks, the plant flourishes. And if you remember the progress situation, and where the person asks, the person, do you talk to the plant? It may seem crazy, but this person actually believes that as they move around in their garden, and they talk to their plants. And perhaps, as all of us belong to God, even the plants, perhaps God is responding to that person in a particular way. Why are we so afraid to drawing close to God and allowing God to draw near to us? If we look at the gospel reading, where looking in the community, and once again, going back to what happened in the Old Testament, not today, but in the Old Testament, when Moses had called the others and there was someone in the community that had the same spirit as those who were in the community with Moses. Today we hear the disciples. Today we hear the disciples asking God, why is that person casting out demons in your name and they're not part of us? Similarly, the spirit would perhaps had fallen on that individual. And Jesus' response, those who are for us cannot be against us. The question was asked about the, because this particular gospel has three things going on in it, about the situation with the eye and the hand and the foot. And it doesn't mean that if my eye is offending me or that I should tear it out. It's talking basically about that in a particular community. And I won't call anyone's name, I say, but a particular individual in the community was causing, was problematic to that community. That community would ask the person to be removed. And not to be cast away, but as James would suggest, that we would pray for that particular individual so that that individual could be healed and brought back into the community. Because when anyone is removed from a particular community that is a loss to the community, they should be pain from the community. Now, if the person is devastatingly causing some problems, yes, we ask that person to be removed from the community. And sometimes persons know that they are a problem, and they remove themselves from the particular community. We see the result of the community. And some persons believe that when they are removed from a particular community, that the community would suffer. But we have seen the opposite. That when someone who is a pain in a community, when they are removed, that the community is healed and the community flourishes. And Jesus suggests that if anyone would try to go against the principles that exist in love, as our presiding bishop continues to speak about the Jesus way, that if anyone was to go against such the grain that a millstone, and if you know how a millstone looks, is a big round stone, and as that turns, it drives another wheel so that the function of it, whether it's to crush or whatever, continues. Imagine something like that being placed around our neck and being thrown down in Christian State Harbor. In the community, we should never come to that point. Yes, the chopping off of hands, the gouging out of the eye or removal of the foot is something that offers curing. We today must be open to that cure, that relief in our lives. Jesus, in his response, shocks the disciples. Basically, he's saying to them, wake up, take notice. This is very serious. Do not place stumbling blocks in the way of a particular situation, because that same stumbling block may come back to haunt. And unfortunately, this type of behavior exists in the church. Yesterday, as we were cleaning the church, myself and another person probably lost 10 pounds because No one wanted to come and clean, but that might be a different situation another time. When we have the opportunity to help and we place stumbling blocks, it comes back to haunt us. As in Jesus' day, the disciples were stumbling. We today stumble with a defect eye, a defected hand, or infected foot. But Jesus invites us to have those situations healed, the community repaired, and progress to move on. Jesus is inviting us to hear that, yes, something can be done to address the stumbling blocks. If we reach out in prayer to God, invite God to come into our lives. Just as Esther did as she approached King Ahasuerus, we today, just like, as well as just James suggested, when there's a problem, we call upon the situation, we look at the situation, and bring healing into that situation. As usual, Jesus calls us to deep discernment about where we are and about our expectations of others, as well as the tendencies within ourselves. Do we simply move through the world assuming that people are against us until they are proven otherwise? Or do we move through this world assuming that, yes, people are for us before we decide to chop off or to gouge out? There is a process of something called healing. Recognizing the sickness, removing the ulcer, and bringing joy back into the community. In our own lives, as we examine the challenges that exist in our lives, are we willing to let go? There are persons out there who would try to entice you into a particular situation. I know that in recent weeks, that my wife and I are being enticed into a particular situation. And I said to her, we're going to just play the game. Because we recognize that if we allow ourselves to fall for the trap, we are going to be plunged into despair. We then are called to examine the situations in which we may find ourselves, to go to God in prayer, to ask Him for healing and the restoration. Restoration that will bring progress to our lives and unity within the community. Let us today, as we approach 261 years of mission and ministry in this community, let us bind up the wounds. Let us pray for healing in it, not only in our church community, but in the surrounding community, where lives can be better and homes improved and a better way of community life achieved. Let us be that lighthouse for this community as we pray and as we invite for a change in our lives and in the community around us. Amen. I invite us to stand at this moment as we say the Nicene Creed. Well, for those of you at home, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken and through the prophet. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our prayers today, ever-present God, you reveal your glory in the splendor and order of your creation. We pray you, Lord God, this morning to heal our broken lives, that we may join in the reconciling prayer and work of Christ. As we pray in faith, your statutes are just and rejoice the heart. Your testimony is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, today as we continue to observe the season of creation, today we pray for the Episcopal Church. In the world cycle of prayer, we pray for the people of the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan. And in the ecumenical cycle of prayer, we pray for the members of the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association.
For presiding Bishop Michael Bruce Curry, for retired Bishop Edward Ambrose Gums, for the ecclesiastical authority of our diocese, the Standing Committee, all bishops and other ministers, the clergy and laity of this diocese, and for all the holy people of God, especially those churches dedicated to Saint Michael and all angels. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart.
Your testimony
is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. Our mighty God, you have taught us that whoever is not against us is for us. And you have promised a divine reward for all who befriend any of your children. Save your church from whatever may cause us to stumble, that our hands may serve compassion and our feet walk in the ways of truth, and our eyes be set upon your unquenchable love. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart. Your testimony is sure and give wisdom to the innocent. Just and compassionate one, you call us to defend the vulnerable and to resist the oppressor. Give our leaders vision and strength to be instruments of justice and servants of peace, who will take up the burden of your people and serve them rightly. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart. Your testimony is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. Kind and gentle one, you uphold the little ones, the weak and the vulnerable. Raise up those who suffer or who are oppressed throughout the world, that they may know the comfort of your saving help. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart.
Your testimony is sure
and give wisdom to the innocent. Gracious and loving one, you have surrounded us with neighbors from other traditions who do good in the name of Jesus, and who inspire others to serve you, though they follow not our beliefs. Bestow your reward upon any who act in kindness, and lead us to serve our community as ministers of the salt of peace. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart. Your testimony is sure and give wisdom to the innocent. Merciful and healing one, you have taught us that the prayer of faith will save the sick and that you will raise them up. Hear us as we pray for all who suffer, especially Canon John, Father Gregory, Reverend Katianne, Hollis, Chris, Corrine, Bernard and Monica, Sister Straker, Azasia, Victor, John, Cyril, Sandra, Pablo, Janet, Janice, Joanne, Philip, Phyllis, Christopher, Ruth, Albert, Dorothy, David, Omari, Douglas, Albert Elliott, Clement, and Loretta, Violet, Eulina, John, LaShawnee, Moses, Josephine, David, and Pat, and for all who call upon the church at this time for prayers, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that their healing being renewed, they may bless your holy name. You have told us to sing songs of praise with the cheerful. Hear our thankful hearts praising you, especially as we go through this global pandemic. You have overcome death in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Accept into your eternal love those who have died, especially Senator Holland Redfield and Genevieve Herbert. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart. Your testimony is sure and give wisdom to the innocent. We will now say our prayer for the hurricane season. Together, Almighty and everlasting God, Lord of heaven and earth, grant unto us, your suppliant people, protection against hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, and other calamities, that in tranquility of weather we may rejoice in the comfort we desire, and we always make right use of your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Lord God, send in your spirit unto all the earth, that every human being may know your love, grow in faith, and serve your creation in grateful humility. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please stand. Sisters and brothers, the peace and love of our healing and restorative God be always with you. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Our offertory hymn number 625, Ye Holy Angels, Bright.
Thank you for listening to the St. John's Episcopal Church Hour. Every Sunday, we get together for worship at 8:30 a.m. Our church is located at number 27 King Street Christian Set, St. Croix. Come visit with us. We welcome you to our services. For more information, call us at 340-778-8221 or email us at stjecstx@vipowernet.net. You can also hear this broadcast at our Facebook page at St. John's Episcopal Church, VI. Have a blessed day.